It was the year 1830, and East Europe was flaming with war. A stagecoach coming from Warsaw, Poland, rattled towards Austria. Among the passengers was a frail, sad-looking young man, the Polish pianist Frédéric Chopin. He gazed grimly out of the window, anxious over the possible fate of his native country, his family, and his friends. The Russian armies were about to invade Warsaw, and for a long time, there would be no possibility to find out what had become of his dear ones and whether they were safe. Beset by grief and worry, how would he play his recitals in Vienna, which he had prepared with such high hopes?